It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. It is a Monday, which means it's time to catch up with James Empey right out of the gate. BYU suffering their first loss of the season to Boise State. James, obviously disappointing game. Talk us through what went on in that game, and how are you guys holding up after the first L?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Yeah, man. I mean, you guys watched the game. You kind of saw what went down, and so did everybody else. You know, it's kind of a rough one to lose in the way that we did, because, you know, we definitely had our chances. But, you know, our culture is built on love and learning, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna find a way to, you know, use this to get better. We're gonna find a way to, you know, eliminate some of the mistakes we made and move on. It's a long season, and we love the process, and we love each other, and we're excited to go.
So you guys are holding up okay, James?
Yeah, we're doing all right. And, you know, I haven't seen the guys since, you know, Saturday night, because we had Sunday off, and I look forward to getting back into the building and seeing everybody and getting started on this week.
You go in and you're up 10-0, it seems like, right out of the gate. And then, and I don't know if this was a coincidence or not, the rain really started to come down. Did that hamper anything in terms of timing or anything along those lines with the bad weather out there?
You know, it might have. I'm not a big fan of, letting the weather dictate things, you know what I mean? I think you got to play through, you know, whatever's happening, whether it's, you know, a hurricane outside or, you know, it's snowing like crazy and you can't see. You know, I've always felt like you got to be able to deal with it. And so I didn't think it was too much of a deal. But, you know, when that rain comes down, the ball gets a little slick and it can get tough to make some throws. And so, you know, we needed to run the ball and do some stuff like that. But, you know, it was really only raining for a minute. So,
James, you'd missed the game the week before, and back for this Boise State game. How did you feel through the game? How do you feel now? And how did this team, just coming out of this thing, did they come out of it okay? Everybody feeling okay?
Yeah, I mean, as for me, I'm feeling healthy. Bumps and bruises here and there, but, you know, it's football, man. You kind of love that stuff. And as for everybody else, I think we're all doing good. I think, you know, healthy. I think guys are ready to, you know, get back to work and hit the ground running, man. You can't dwell too much on a win or a loss. You know what I mean? You gotta move on to the next game. And I think that's what guys are ready to do.
So you were a little cryptic last week, and deservedly so. I mean, I understand you don't want to tip your hand on injuries and things like that. But did you know pretty much all of last week that you were going to play, or was that kind of a game time decision? Was it later in the week that you really felt like you were going to be able to go?
Yeah, I knew probably most of the week last week. I had to, you know, make sure that I could, you know, pass all the protocols, that I could, you know, play fast and do everything I needed to do, you know, functionally. But, you know, I kind of did all that stuff earlier in the week, and then was able to get back to work and practice and join the boys.
So, James, it was kind of tough, very difficult to watch Boise State find a way to slow down this BYU run game. And I watched the 4th-and-2 attempt that fell short about 60 times, just went back and trying to figure out what Boise State was doing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like they were really trying to fire through gaps with the down linemen, that they were slanting hard, firing through gaps, trying to get penetration to the backfield, and then trying to allow their linebackers to do work. Did you see that different as you were on the field? And what other things did you take note of that they were doing specifically to slow down that run game?
They had moments where they fired in the gaps like what you saw. But for the most part, I think they just tried to hold their gap. You know, they ran laterally, did a good job at holding their gaps and letting linebackers play off of them. They also did a good job at, you know, the coverage they were playing allowed them to have extra guys in the box that could come down and run support. And so they had a good scheme, they had a good plan, and a lot of times we didn't block it well enough. And so, you know, regardless of what they do, we got to be able to block it well enough. And, you know, we definitely need to get back to work and see what we can do to get better there. But like I was saying earlier, I'm excited about the opportunity, man. This is football. You got to love the process. You got to love the ups and downs, and got to love getting back to work.
You know, this is what's really impressive, because I think there's probably fans out there that are still hurting this morning, but the positive attitude in realizing that, hey, you know what? It's 1-0. Look, BYU hasn't gone undefeated since 1984. It's really, really hard to do, but this can still be a really special season. Where do you get that positivity from? Is that just kind of who you are as a person? Is it growing up a coach's kid? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would just give the credit to the culture and what we're trying to build here at BYU. We have high expectation for ourselves, and you know, it hurt nobody more to lose Saturday than all of us. You know what I mean? But it is football, and you play football long enough, and you learn that you know stuff happens, and you don't get a win when you make a lot of mistakes, right? And hats off to Boise. They played hard, and they made the plays when they needed to. They capitalized where we couldn't, and, you know, they won the game. And so just knowing that and just knowing how football is, you only get so many games. You work your butt off all year for just a few games, and you can't let one bog you down. You got to be able to, you know, learn from it. Make changes, right? Learn from it, make changes so you don't make the same mistakes, and then move on to the next week. And I think, you know, I think everybody kind of understands that, and we're excited to get rolling. Got a big game this week.
James, you guys have been fantastic at ball security. You have not put a ball on the ground all year long. And in this game, you had one from Tyler Algier and a couple from Lapina Katoa. Being the team leader that you are, how do you handle that? How do you and the team handle those fumbles?
Right. Well, and coach said this the other day. Those guys, they hold themselves to a really high standard, and you know, nobody feels worse about it than those guys. So I know that they're gonna bounce back and get back at it. And you know what? Sometimes those things happen, and we got to understand that. And it just kind of all happened at once. And so, Still trust those guys 150%. Wouldn't want to go to battle with anybody else. Those guys are harder on themselves than anybody. So they just need to know that, you know, that we trust them and that we love them. And we're glad that they're on our team and moving forward with it. You know what I mean? And so, and, you know, maybe if we were hustling a little bit more, you know, an O-lineman might have been by the pile and been able to hop on that thing. You know, there's always things that we can do to hopefully get those things back. And, you know, obviously we all fell short at some point. And so just got to, you know, pick it up and move on, and those guys will be better.
When you guys are in the huddle and you're in these fourth down situations, there were multiple fourth and go fours in this game. When you get the call that, you know, maybe you're 50 or just behind on your own 45, and you're getting the call to go for it on fourth down, what is the emotion that you and everybody's experiencing in the huddle?
Well, we're really confident. We believe we can pick up any fourth down, and you know, obviously we weren't that good at it on Saturday night, and love the fact that Kalani's confident in us, and you know, Kalani and A-Rod and everybody's confident in us, and they'll let us go for it on fourth down. You know, we live for that stuff, and we do it often, you know what I mean? And so it's nothing like earth shattering or mind blowing, but you know, it's just another down that we got to get the first. And we love that they have confidence in us, and we got to do a better job at, you know, getting the job done so that, you know, they keep doing that.
James Empey joining us here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This is why, and I appreciate you doing this, and this is why we're excited to have you on every week, because only a very, very select few get to play football at this level. So it's always fascinating to get inside the locker room and how the relationships are. You mentioned the fumbles and how the players aren't down on those guys, and everybody can do a better job. And I think it's fascinating because, you know, you could have an offensive lineman who misses a block on a blitz, or a guy fumbles the ball. Like, there's going to be mistakes during the course of the game. And for the most part, that seems like that's a sign of a good team when guys rally around each other instead of pointing fingers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's probably a lot of people kicking themselves when they watch the film from Saturday. You know what I mean? Nobody was perfect in that game. And like, you know, we said earlier, everybody at some point made a mistake that hurt a little bit. And you just kind of got to move on to the next play. You got to figure out a way to learn from it and move on and get better from then on. And, you know, the guys, I wouldn't want to be on any other team is what I'm saying. I love the guys. I think we got the right people in every spot, and we just got to, you know, get back to work and look forward to this next game and make things happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this next game. The Baylor Bears, part of the Big 12, which is the conference BYU is going to be a part of here in a couple years. You got to go to Texas. It's a nice 1:30 kick. I'm sure that you like that midday kick. I know I used to. You've got the midday kick, and you guys are still ranked. Baylor is 5-1. With their only loss coming to Oklahoma State, who I believe is undefeated. I think they were on a bye week last week. So this is a very good Baylor team. As you guys prepare to head to Texas to take on Baylor, what are some of your thoughts of this opponent?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen some of their games just from, you know, we have a lot of night games, like you kind of said. And so, you know, when you're kind of sitting in the hotel room on Saturday, you get to watch a lot of football. And you know, I've seen some of their games, and I made a point to watch some of their games because, you know, Grimes and Mateos are over there, and you know, they're good friends of ours, and you know, we always wish them well and that kind of stuff. But we're so excited to play Baylor. I think they have an offense that scores a lot of points. You know, I've seen the box scores, and they got a defense that plays hard. I think they got a lot of really good athletes on that. Defense, especially where, you know, it'll be, you know, a significant challenge. And I think, you know, the boys are excited about that because, you know, we get a chance to prove ourselves and a chance to, you know, play against great competition. And I think they do a lot of good things scheme-wise, and the guys just play hard and are physical. So you wouldn't want any other challenge than to play them because they play with a, you know, a good style of football. So we're excited about it.
So I'm kind of curious from your perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are all given iPads with film, and is that stuff loaded up after the game? And do you spend time yourself over the weekend kind of looking at things before you get into some team meetings?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I told me and my wife, we're driving home after the game, and you know, we were hanging out, and she's like, "Hey, what do you want to do anything tonight?" And I was like, "Well, before I do anything, I gotta watch the film," because it was just eating at me. So, you know, that film is up right away. We have some of the best film people ever, man. They get the film up right away. They get it all set and ready for us to go. And so, by the time I got home, I had the film, and I was able to watch it right away. And then, you know, already till now, I've watched most of Baylor's games and most of the, you know, defensive snaps, and you know, our guys do a great job, and I think our team does a good job at, you know, studying the film. We have lots of resources, and they make it easy for us to, you know, get a head start.
James, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Ben Bywater. He's obviously a freshman, but he's been around the program a little while, and I guess I'd call him a COVID freshman, and he has just come out of the gates, made some big plays. He's been a fantastic piece in that second line of defense. Just talk about Ben Bywater. What type of personality is he? What type of character, and what makes this guy such a tackle machine?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Ben has worked so hard. I you know, he's a COVID freshman, you know, so he's been around for a minute. I remember a few years ago him being on scout team and just just making us work, man. You know what I mean? And giving us good looks. And so, you know, I think Ben, he's one of those guys that just plays his butt off every snap. I think he's, you know, really accountable to himself and takes pride in what he's doing and, you know, studies hard, practices hard, does everything the right way. And, you know, I'm excited that he's having the season that he's having right now. And I hope he can, you know, stay healthy and keep it up. He's stepped up big, and been doing some great things. And so it's fun to have him on the team. And I think he's got a bright future.
So I wanted to ask you about post-game meals. I know that that's a ridiculous thing, but...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
it. It was always important to me. Whether it was in the locker or, you know, as you're walking out of the locker. What is BYU serving the players in post-game meal nowadays?
Yeah, well, it usually depends. Most of the time on home games, they kind of asked us what we want to do, whether we wanted food or... if they would, you know, wanted to just a lot of some per diem. And I think most guys decided to go with the per diem, and then you can kind of go out and eat with your family or your friends or your teammates and stuff like that. And so most of the time it's just, you know, you get a little bit of per diem instead of a post-game meal, and you get to go out and eat with some friends. But there's, you know, we have a nutritionist, and there's always snacks in the locker room, stuff to eat during the game, and stuff, you know, to keep your energy levels up and all that stuff. And then there's usually some snacks afterwards. But, yeah, most of the time, you know, if it's an away game, they'll obviously feed us and usually some chicken or something from somewhere. But they take care of us. They take care of us and do a good job.
Always take the cash. I like it.
We didn't have the cash option, James. Otherwise, I would have definitely taken the cash.
That's impressive. Yeah, that's the one thing that always surprised me, because, you know, when I do these Utah State games and you're on the charter and stuff like that, those road games, it blows me away how much food is there. Like, you get a little box after you leave the stadium, and then you get on the plane and there's more. I mean, the amount of food that these guys go through is just ridiculous.
It's a lot of food.
Now, you guys play in a football game. We're just broadcasting, so that stuff goes right to the gut, man. There's no working that stuff off, but it's impressive.
Yeah, they take good care of us. You know, they take good care of us at home, and they take good care of us when we travel. There's always you won't go hungry, and that's a good thing.
Are you the chef in the family? Is your wife the one that does the meals? How do you guys split that up?
You know, we both just kind of split it up whenever we can. We both enjoy cooking and making you know, different things. I really enjoy cooking, and so it's a team effort for sure. But cooking can be pretty fun, man. You can make some good stuff.
Are you a video game guy? Like, what is a James Impey date night like with you and your wife?
This is what date night's like with me and my wife. We'll just go out and we'll find a restaurant we haven't been to before and go try some new food.
There you go.
That's our kind of day. It's like, okay, what new restaurants are around? Oh, this one? Let's go try that. We have fun trying new places.
Nice. Well, James, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on. I know it's tough talking about a loss, but a big one coming up against Baylor. Go get that win, all right?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Stay healthy, bud.
That's James Empey right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network as this team tries to get back on track. And this is always – I'm always a little concerned for BYU when that first loss happens. Because, and this is the thing that I think everybody's fired up about the Big 12, when you get into the Big 12, you take a loss, okay, that's fine, but we still have goals in front of us, we can do this and this and this. And at BYU, over the independence era, you suffer that first loss, and it goes from all this talk of maybe New Year Six or college football playoff to going to the Independence Bowl. Is that in Shreveport?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Nobody wants to go to Shreveport in December. You might get some good food down there, but...
This is so depressing.
You know, that's tough.
I don't want the Independence Bowl sucks, man.
You went, didn't you have a trip to the Independence Bowl?
No.
Oh, it was Liberty Bowl you went to.
Liberty Bowl, yeah. I was gonna say.
Which is worse.
Memphis in December is not fun.
Well, I did the Motor City Bowl.
In Detroit, that's way worse.
Okay, and the Motor City Liberty thing, Bowl. Did you hear Norm Chow when he used to come on with us talk about that Motor City Bowl? Apparently, coaches at that game had all of the top-of-the-line Ford vehicles they could drive anytime they want.
Yeah.
Norm said it was so cold and so miserable, he didn't think a single car got driven the entire week.
That was terrible. Nobody went anywhere. It was the worst.
He said you guys just sat at the hotel.
I have ever experienced in my life. It was ridiculous. Those bowl games, the Independence Bowl, just sucks. Yeah, you're right. You know, you get into the Big 12 and things change. Like, for instance, so Ohio State, they lose the second game of the season to Oregon. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, Ohio State, what's going on? And, you know, if Ohio State was an independent, that season would be wrecked to a certain extent. Well, Ohio State starts picking things up, and they're destroying Rutgers and destroying Maryland and blowing up teams. They've got Penn State coming up here where they can make up some real ground. But Ohio State still has an opportunity to win that conference, to be a conference champion, and maybe if it's just that one loss against Oregon, even though Oregon has shown that they're not good, or maybe they are, I don't even know. But Ohio State has a complete opportunity to restore order.
Yeah.
And BYU is not given that luxury. For instance, well, I don't have it in front of me, but let me just pull this up. For instance, so over the weekend, Alabama and BYU both lose. Alabama falls 4 spots. BYU falls 9 spots. Nobody gives BYU.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
And I know it's Boise State, and I understand that, you know, BYU lose to Boise State, but Alabama lost to an unranked Texas A&M team. That might be good.
Lost to Mississippi State.
Yeah, exactly. And Texas A&M might be good. And they'd lost to Arkansas the week before. I don't know exactly how good Texas A&M is, but
good enough to beat Alabama.
Yeah, and so Alabama tumbles 4, BYU tumbles all the way down to number 19. And it's just an indication that nobody wants to give them an opportunity. Yeah. And unless they are that unblemished, beautiful team that's polished and is a clear champion. And sometimes, I went back and I watched this. Sometimes the team you're playing, they're paid to. They're getting their scholarships and they're getting their food and they are paid to. And they are highly recruited and they are full of good athletes. And sometimes they show up to play a game. And Boise State flat out showed up to play a game. They showed up to play. I brought up that play with James.
Yeah.
On the 4th-and-2. So on that play, they fired the gaps. Guy ran across James' face, got about 4 or 5 yards in the backfield, but James did a good job of driving him in that direction, opened up the lane for Algier. Algier took one step. The backside 3 technique cut across. It cut through a combo block between Barrington and Freeland on the left side. And the combo might have left just a touch soon, but he just kept fighting across the face of Freeland. Kept fighting, and got himself into that play site A gap by staying in the backside B gap, and ends up squaring up with Tyler Algier. And Tyler, most of the time, will run over a guy. This guy buffaloed down.
Yeah.
He sank his hips, and he did not move backwards. And he had Freeland pushing on him. He had Barrington pushing on him. He had Algier pushing on him. And this number 94, this D-tackle for Boise State, did not budge and stopped him on a 4th-and-2 that led to 3 points.
Yeah, the Utah transfer and Jackson Cravens.
Number 94 is Jackson. That's Jackson Cravens.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, he's very good.
Yeah.
And sometimes those guys show up to play.
That's 100%. That's your spot on. Sometimes the other guys got to burrow. And look, Boise State had been this the similarities, and we kind of joked about this last week, the similarities between this game and the role reversal in 2019 are startling.
Very.
Boise's undefeated. They're rolling.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And BYU's struggling. They're 2-4, and everybody's down on them. They have a backup quarterback, and they go into Boise, and they knock off Boise State. Whereas here, Boise comes down to Provo.
Third string center.
Their 2 starting corners are out. Their best defensive player got booted because of a targeting. And
they just played. Forced fumbles.
Yeah. Those 2 fumbles were just killer. Starting 2 drives inside the 25, just That was the game right there.
Horrible.
All right. Andrew Reinhart's with us from Wasatch Medical. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Andrew.
Oh, how's it going today, guys?
Good. And there's a lot of guys out there that may not be having good days because they may have some struggles in the bedroom, and you can help alleviate that.
Yes, there are many guys. If things don't go well in the bedroom, they tend to not go so well outside of the bedroom in life. But at Wasatch Medical, we're helping so many men with ED, erectile dysfunction. This technology, backed by 50 studies now, the Cleveland Clinic, one of the biggest hospitals in America, they tested our machine, basically, and said clinical and statistical increase in blood flow. It treats the root cause problem of ED, gets the blood circulating the way it should. There are no pills or injections involved, thank goodness.
No doubt. And, of course, every time you call, it seems like you bring in some free to kind of help motivate people make that phone call.
Yeah, there is so much free today. If you're ready to regain your love life and treat the root cause, call us. You'll meet with our MD. He'll do an assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound free. You get the gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. You'll love that, guys. Trust me. And if you're like so many that feel like you're low on testosterone, we'll do the blood work and the testosterone free today as well.
801-901-8000. Make that phone call right now. 801-901-8000. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Joined in studio now by Riley Jensen, football insider, former Aggie quarterback.
I know how it works here, PK. You just go with whatever I say. You're kind of like the adversary. You don't really push against people. You just give them a nudge really, really far in the direction they're already going. So if I say you hate Utah State, you're like, oh, yeah, I can't stand those guys. You're just like the adversary. Beelzebub in studio.
DJ and Lucifer doesn't have the same ring. Sounds like a dangerous show, though.
DJ and Lucifer?
Yeah, doesn't have the same ring as DJ and PK.
It doesn't change the show at all. It feels exactly the same.
I'm a devil. What can I tell you?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard.
Hey, is this Fubo TV thing kind of saving you, bud?
I don't know. Look, I'd never even heard of Fubo TV. Jake, you mentioned you had it for a bit.
I had it for a hot minute. I did not like it. So I made the hop to YouTube TV, which I've been with for the past almost 4 years now.
But you can't get Jazz games on that, right?
Not on YouTube TV right now.
What originally did you have Fubo TV for? Was it the Pac-12 network?
Yeah, I did it just because I was looking. So PlayStation View used to have a streaming service I used for quite a while. When they announced that they were getting rid of their service, I was looking for a new one, so I was just kind of trying different ones. I tried Fubo, just did not work for me at that time, because at that time, Hans, Fubo didn't have the Pac-12 network and all that it offers now. Mm. I'm actually right now, I've been talking with my wife saying this might be something we look into.
Do you know, like, because I did go on their website this morning, because I am a Dish customer.
Sure, and you're currently
and I am
out, yeah.
SOL, yeah, as of right now. So, is it on, like, the basic package, or do I have to pay on a higher level to get it?
I was trying to find that, and I could not find the answer for it. I don't think it'll show up necessarily until it actually goes live, and it says it's going to be coming in the coming days.
For those of you that are just finding this out or hearing about it, Fubo TV will stream AT&T Sportsnet Rocky Mountains extensive regional coverage for all three of the major professional sports teams that they carry. And, of course, that includes the Utah Jazz. And so you'll get the AT&T Sportsnet Rocky Mountain, and then you're going to get Fubo TV offering that streaming service.
Now, as Jim Olsen pointed out over the week or on Friday, there is some availability on DirecTV Stream, but that starts at like $89 a month.
Yeah, DirecTV Stream, they have their own streaming service. It's $89.99 at minimum to get in on that one.
So you're dropping 90 bones.
Football's got to be more affordable than that.
Well, the early, I mean, if it's the basic package, you're looking at like $39, $38.
Well, so the one I think it'll end up on $64. $64.99.
Yeah, that's the thing. A month. I saw like three different tiers there.
If that's the tier that I guess it'll end up being, so that's almost a $30 price jump between those two.
Well, just like the Pac-12 network sold us years ago, and they were like, we've got 500 sporting events, blah, blah, blah. Well, Fubo TV has more than 50,000 live sporting events annually, and you want to see about 82 of those.
You know, that's about it. Like, I'm not curious about Coastal Carolina's women's tennis matches. You know, no disrespect to
or anything else that they're really going to be carrying. I mean, maybe you'll hang out for a Mariners game. Maybe you'll watch a little bit of the new Seattle Kraken. But I can't imagine you're sitting on football TV like, this is just great sports consuming here. it's worth every penny of the 68.
I'm really scratching that itch right now. This is great.
But, okay, so look at it this way. So all of us need to consume these games. Every one of us needs to consume these Jazz games. This Jazz team is going to be spectacular. Yep. And you need the Jazz in your life. The way you got to look at it is, You know, you'll probably go, what are you looking at, 4 months through the season? Well, and then you'll get, because you'll get postseason on networks, right? So,
yeah. Not the first round, you know, from the second round on, you will.
Okay, so what is that, about 4 months, 4.5 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be, you're looking at 120, 240. You're going to be about $300 for the season if you're going with Fubo TV.
Yeah.
Or you can switch over to DirecTV. I'm just lucky enough to be stubborn enough that I didn't switch to Dish, even though everything pointed me towards switching to Dish. Everything.
Yeah.
DirecTV has really lost its luster. Even though I was working a thing called the Genie over the weekend at my parents' house. They've got this new thing called a Genie. And it oh, wirelessly.
Here we go.
No, don't say here we go. It wirelessly can.
And?
What?
I hate to break this to you, but that's kind of.
It's been around for, for a minute.
Okay, well, it's the first time I've seen it. And wirelessly, you can have different boxes in the house.
Yeah.
And you can. Anyways, you're looking. Don't look at me and smile.
We love you, dude. You make us chuckle. Well,
I know, but I have not seen the. There was the first time I'd really worked with it. And it was pretty nifty. I'd like it to have it in my house. And because I'm where you were a year ago when you switched the Dish. I'm just done with all the pausing and the delays because I'm trying to do video review.
Yeah.
Clicking fast forward and clicking rewind 100 times. And it could be maddening. But Fubo TV, man, it's the way to go if you're looking to get your Jazz games throughout the month.
Our good friend Chappie tweets in and says that there's some good specifically soccer. So they have added ESPN. They don't. They added some of the other networks to make it more family friendly solution. Lots and lots of Latin soccer.
That's what they're playing, huh?
Well, that. Oh, sign me up right there. I need a little bit more Latin soccer in my life right now.
Fubo
TV.
Isn't that an old military reference?
That's FUBAR.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal.
By the way, we love you, Chappie. I wasn't knocking Latin soccer. It's just me and Hans aren't really Latin soccer guys.
We're not rushing out there to get FUBA.
CONMEBOL's not your jam.
You could just make up words, and which I'm not sure that you just haven't done that right now.
One thing we have to look at, though, this... You can tell that Jazz ownership is doing everything they can in this
absolutely
miserable period of time that they're hanging on a new deal. They're doing everything they can to get this to Jazz fans because they know, like, guys, let's all admit it. Like, this is the year. You heard it from Mike Conley. You've heard it from Rudy Gobert. You heard it from Joe Ingles. Everybody knows the situation. You know how expensive this roster is getting?
Yep.
You know how old this roster is getting? You've all seen the storylines.
Mike Conley's birthday, what, yesterday or today?
Anyway. I think it was yesterday.
Okay.
You've all seen this team, and you've heard this team talking about this is our window. This is the year. They've got to do something special this year. And I think they brought in the parts. They brought in the parts and bringing Hassan Whiteside in to fill a role and some shoes. They've brought in the parts to maybe improve a little bit of veteran shooting, shot selection, and Rudy Gay. They've done everything they can to stabilize this team by extending Mitchell and extending Gobert. They've done everything they can, and this is the window. So I can understand why Jazz ownership and Jazz management's like, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
You go get us that soccer channel on streaming. Bring that to us. Let's talk to them about a deal, because at least they can get this in front of our fans. So I appreciate the effort. It's funny because I think people are just going to attack the effort. But what people need to do is back up and say, well, what is Jazz ownership options?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
If they sat there and did nothing, that would bug me.
So there's a couple things we got to clarify here. First off, a lot of people are like, well, put them back on K-Jazz. Okay, no, that's never going to happen because the Jazz, according to multiple reports, make... And this is an old, old contract signed back in 2009, are making $20 million a year just on Jazz games with AT&T Sports Network. All right, so that number, when this new deal comes out, which is being negotiated right now, and by the way, it might be more than $20 million right now based on the one-year extension that they did going into this season. They could be making upwards of $40-plus million a year going into a new contract next season. So they're not going back on K-Jazz. And I love the old era of K-Jazz as much as the next guy, but that's tens of millions of dollars that would be left on the table if you did that. It's a non-option. It's never going to happen again. You might as well just be the it's not in the afternoon guy anymore, because I'm sorry, that's old antiquated thinking. And the problem, and everybody's screaming and yelling, this is the best, honestly, I don't want to, you should be pretty fortunate that this is an option.
Yeah.
The DirecTV is an option, because you've got some old contracts that you just can't get out of right now. And they will at the end of this year. It'll expire and there'll be a new contract. And I guarantee you, next season is going to be a much, much better situation for what you want your Jazz coverage to be like. Is it going to stink a little bit this year? Yeah. Is it going to cost you a little bit of money this year? Yeah. But at least you do have some options, and at least people are out there trying to put something together for you so you can watch this team. Is it going to be much better going forward? Absolutely. I have little doubt in that, a little doubt that you've got Ryan Smith, who's extremely smart and innovative. This is right up his alley. You've got Jim Olsen, the rest of the crew that are obviously the number one priority, as mentioned by Jim on Friday. This is going to get fixed, and this is one of the ways in which they're trying to fix it, put a little Band-Aid on it for the season.
But that's the building problem to me, is I know that it's going to get fixed. 100%.
Yeah.
It's going to get fixed. But this is the year I want. This is the year I don't want to miss a game. I don't know why I think of this, but you know the opening part of The Office? You know, that the quick jingle that they play. And you know how Dwight puts the thing in the shredder and gets it and kind of shifts in his seat like he's all excited to watch the shredder? Like, that's me with my Jazz consumption. Like, getting my device, my TV, settling in my seat because I need to watch every minute of the Jazz this year, because this is the year. If it's not this year, then I feel like that window is almost closed. I'm not saying it's all the way closed. It just feels like every year that goes by right now, it's just closing more and more and more. And I see what the Jazz have in mind. I can see it on the court. But I want the consumption this year. I want my access this year. I do appreciate what they've done. I'm lucky enough that I've got DirecTV. You're unlucky enough that you just switched the dish thinking that AT&T Sportsnet would be playing on dish.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out a situation. I don't. So I'm to the point now where, as a consumer, I'm okay. I feel like I'm okay.
Hey, can I record games? Does it have like a DVR option on Fubo?
Yes, they do.
You can do on demand with Fubo?
Yeah, they have on demand still, and you also have DVR function. So I've been on YouTube TV for about 4 years. YouTube has a unlimited DVR function that exists for 9 months after you record something. So I essentially record all college football stuff. I'll actually watch it in the off season just to get me through the off season. Oh. But in addition to this, Fubo has the same type of a deal. But depending on the tier you sign up for, it has a limited of in terms of hours you can record.
Okay.
Wait, you've got a YouTube TV? What is that?
Like, it's another streaming service.
Okay, does it give you all sports or live sports?
You don't get Jazz with it.
I don't have the only thing I don't have with YouTube TV is Jazz and Pac-12 Network, and I have a workaround on that.
You don't need to get into details on
that. So you got ESPN and
Fox Sports, TNT, TBS, the whole gamut.
But Scotty, you know the issue right now. Jazz fans have gone nutty. They are bonkers over this team.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
They can't miss. This is just coming from me because I'm so excited to see what this Jazz team's all about. I have to have every. What are you smiling about? What?
Is it somebody? I'm sorry, man. Sometimes people on Twitter make me laugh.
That one is really funny.
Some guy goes about DirecTV's Genie system has been the default install for new customers since 2012.
You've barely seen it in 2021. This is great.
Whatever, you guys. Everybody's had it.
I'm sorry.
Did you have the Genie?
I did have the Genie.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I don't have the Genie. My equipment is, I think, 14 years.
No, yeah, you've got some old gear there. By the way, Andy Larson tweets out, Fubo TV says that AT&T Sportsnet will be included on its starter package, which is what Jake thought it would be, $65 a month. But you ready for this?
That's hefty.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
You just can't get it all, folks. TNT isn't available on Fubo TV, which means you'll miss the four Jazz games that are on TNT, and then you could have a problem in the playoffs.
I was going to say playoffs will become an issue at that point.
So what you guys are indicating to me is the people that are going out to buy the Fubo TV.
Fubo.
Fubo was the jeans.
Yeah, you say the jeans.
I had a pair of those. I loved them.
They were pretty comfortable.
I had a few pairs of those. They were the first like wide cut jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't make my quads feel like I was hulking out of my jeans. So what are we? Is it Fubo? Fubu?
Fubo.
Fubo. Fubo.
Fubo.
Yeah.
Okay. So. What you guys are describing to me is people that are getting this don't have another, like they don't have DirecTV or Dish. They're just getting, okay, so with
they're this, called cord cutters.
Well, or okay, they're people like me that have Dish and are looking
and are
for
trying to find,
find an alternative. For me, if I do this, then I'll be fine because I'll have my Dish for TNT. Yeah. But for somebody out there that is a cord cutter and they're just trying to find a Jazz game, then this is going to be a problem for them when there's a game on TNT, which isn't going to be a big deal during the regular season. There's only four of them. But if the Jazz make a run into the playoffs, then it could be a problem for them.
Yeah, and it's always the great games they put on TNT. Well, it's oftentimes the great games that you really want on TNT. But hold on, Scotty, because I know you've got Dish, and let's say you get this streaming device.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting people now $200 or so a month for their entertainment consumption. That's pretty high.
I mean, I'm around, I can't remember where I'm at on my bill. I should know this. I'm probably in the 90 to 105 range probably. And if I had this, then I'm bumping it up. And it says 65, but once you get the taxes and all that stuff, you're probably pushing 80. So, yeah, I'm going to be probably $200 into this thing.
So what are you going to do, Hatch? You going to have YouTube streaming and this other one?
I've been going back with my wife this morning. I'm actually seriously considering this switch over to Fubo. Really, like, looking at it.
So can you quit? Do you have a contract with the YouTube channel?
The advantage is that this cord cutting and the streaming options are, there's no contracts, Hans. Month to month. I can cancel that right now, and I'm done.
Okay.
Well, that's the one advantage to not having a traditional cable bundle is that it's a month-to-month deal. If you say you don't want it 1 month, you cancel it and you sign back up for the next month.
Well, I just don't think there are a lot of people out there that can afford to have Direct or their Dish and have one of these.
Yeah.
You know, because I've got – so I know we joke about this all the time. So Netflix is gone. My brother canceled his subscription. That's fine. It was a family plan.
Well, there's no such thing as a family plan.
Yeah, there
it's
isn't.
A you stole his password plan. No,
it's a family plan. So it's gone. So I get with my phone because I've got the Boost by something, whatever. I get free Prime TV. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's awesome. So I get that for free. Well, I pay with it. It comes with my phone plan, which is really nice. And I pay, I think, $10 a month for the Disney Channel. That is out of my realm of making decisions.
Okay.
That is something that was done apart from me.
Hey, Disney Plus is worth it.
And then I spend, I think it's five something for Hulu, $5.65 a month or $5.85. I do the commercial subscription.
Oh, yeah, same.
So that I can get some of the things. I don't use Hulu a lot, so I just leave it. But then I've got my DirecTV. That's it. And I think my DirecTV is $80, $85, something like that. So I'm close to $100, and I'm getting almost everything I want. I just don't know if there's a right way to go about this.
No. I don't either. Yeah. Good luck. Tommy goes, if I can't DVR it, forget about it. No, I think you can. I think there is some level of DVR function there. It's not like a, it's all on the cloud. It's not a, you don't have like a big old hard drive, but it's up on a cloud, so you can pull it from there.
The games?
Yeah, the games.
Okay.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. There you go. Hans and I talking technology for 20 minutes.
We're sorry, but we're as concerned about it as you are.
Absolutely.
I am grateful to see something being done.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there that just really are going to struggle to find it and can't go without it, and they can dial that thing up.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Coming up next, what you may have missed. Also, you're going to hear from Kalani Sitake. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, you'll hear from Kyle Whittingham as well. It's all right here on The Zone Sports Network.
It's game week for the Cougars. And The Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff.
It ain't over till it's over.
It's a trip to the Lone Star State for the Cougars as BYU heads to Waco for a massive showdown against Baylor as the Cougars look to knock off a future Big 12 opponent. Catch the Cougar pregame show Saturday at 12:30 with a postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Cougar football than 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Did you just...
Yeah, because I got one right here.
What flavor you got? Puffs. Oh, you got the puffs.
Yeah, I've got the banana cream pie puff.
Well, whether it's double chocolate, peanut butter brownie, cherry barcia, or salted caramel, enjoy a Built Bar, 100% real chocolate, 100% real delicious. Order yours today at Built.com and save 10% when you use the promo code ZONE at checkout. That is Built Bar. Have you had the puffs, Jake? You a fan of those?
I was just going to say, Hans, if that disappears, did not see me.
Well,
that banana cream flavor.
You might lose an arm if that happens.
I'm a feisty little bear with you.
Yeah.
No, I do my work with the Locked On Network. We've been with Built Bar for about 3 years now. I've had pretty much every flavor they've ever come out with, and that banana cream flavor is in the top three.
Nice. Oh, I haven't tried it yet, so I threw this one in the bag. It's excited really good to try. So, Scotty, I think I'm experiencing a little bit of what a normal fan would feel. And let me explain myself. And you see right through me.
No, I know exactly where you're going with this.
You see right through me. You know that I can cut it off just as quick as I turned it on with the Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
But what I'm quickly finding is I still have a blast watching the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And I've definitely keyed in on them this year, and they're fun. But they lost to the Chargers yesterday, and it was a really good game. Excellent game. The Chargers are good. Herbert's good.
Yeah, he is.
But I'm finding that I'm not even a real fan. I'm just I've expressed how excited I'm about this Browns team. And I had somebody tweet at me and say, ha, your Browns suck. And it was like, wait a second. First of all, don't come at me because it's not – really, I mean, my Browns team, I'm excited about them, and I think that they're going to be good, and I think that they can make some noise in the postseason. But it's almost like it's not as much about wanting them to win as it is not wanting to deal with people when they lose.
Welcome, Darwin. Welcome.
is that an accurate?
See,
is that the way fans feel? Like, I don't want to deal with people when my team loses.
Oh, well, let's be honest here. That's kind of what you've done to me and Lloyd for the last 8 years.
Well, I'm going to stop.
No, you're not.
You're right. I'm not. Because I love it. But now I realize
you
get so bugged about it.
I thought you got maybe emotionally invested on some of the calls that didn't go their way near the end of that game.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that's where you're like, I don't know, what's this feeling of anger that I have right now?
A little bit, but I had seen there yesterday were some of the most ridiculous calls. I couldn't believe yesterday was bizarre. Some of the stupidest calls I've ever seen. I'm trying to remember. I think it might have been the KC-Bills game. And there was a holding call that was not a holding.
Yeah.
And it was quickly followed by a roughing the passer that was not a roughing the passer.
I don't know. I really enjoyed the Chiefs not getting the calls in that game. By the way, Bills are the real deal, folks.
Well, Josh Allen looked like he was Patrick Mahomes.
I didn't see this coming. Like, I covered this guy in Wyoming. Like, I called a couple of his games. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
He, in the rain, the pouring rain, he was lights out. That drive that they took, what, six minutes off the clock? Kansas City's trying to strike a comeback. They just scored a touchdown. It's pouring rain. Josh Allen goes on this wicked drive that includes a couple of 10, 15-yard runs. One of them was a third down situation, and he got off the edge, hurdled a guy as if he was a hurdler, and got the first down. And you're thinking to yourself, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? He's built like Peyton Manning, and he runs like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And some of the throws he threw.
And he's got a howitzer for an arm.
He does. He literally has a howitzer just firing off those footballs. So the Bills are for reals. That's going to be the new tagline. The Bills are for reals.
The Bills are for reals. All right.
There were so many games. Do we really have to go? I just want to talk NFL for the next 30 minutes.
We can talk
NFL.
Also, by the way, I know that you had some obligations up in Weezer on Saturday, but I'm trying to start to watch that BYU game, but I can't because they got Ole Miss and Arkansas, and then you got OU and Texas. And I was just like, I mean, Blake Anderson hit on the head. I mean, I think I got carpal tunnel from hitting the back and forth button on the remote so much. Those were two incredible games going on at the same time.
Football over the weekend was as good as it's ever been.
Yeah. All right, 11:06, Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.